Good evening, I'm Paul D'Arienzo in New York. The bird flu, specifically the virus H5N1, has mutated and jumped to infecting cows in 36 herds in 9 states. The fear, milk could become infectious and the virus could jump to other species on farms where animals are forced together into cramped spaces. White House press spokesperson, Karine Jean-Pierre.
What we're doing is taking this very seriously. We're monitoring the situation. CDC has spoken to this and said the risk to the general public is low. I think that's important. And the president is on top of this.
Only one person is known to have been infected so far. And the war in Gaza, where at least 35,000 Palestinians have been killed by Israel, is set to expand. The Israeli military has been informing aid groups, and the Biden administration is about to begin removal of refugees from Rafah ahead of its planned invasion. The Biden administration says it's told Israel not to move into the border town where 1.5 million Palestinians have sought shelter from the war that began 7 months ago, but grew into a genocidal massacre of civilians by Israel, armed with United States weapons. The White House says it still hasn't seen any indication Israel has a plan to protect civilians when the invasion begins. Meanwhile, despite attacks on protest encampments on college campuses by police and vigilantes, student protests against the war continue to grow, even as the repression increased. Police swept an anti-war encampment at NYU Thursday night. It was the second sweep since protests took off last week. Parsons on Fifth Avenue saw the third sweep of a protest encampment, and an encampment raided by cops at MIT was back again Friday, bigger and more determined. A hunger strike by Palestinian students began at Princeton, and students at the University of Wisconsin rebuilt an encampment a day after cops knocked down tents on campus. There were also encampments reported in Berlin, Toronto, Leeds, England, Portugal, and Tokyo. In New York City, where hundreds of cops evicted students at CCNY and Columbia, it was reported that one cop, an 8-year veteran of the Emergency Services Unit, fired his gun towards peaceful protesters as he entered the building. Cops are calling the incident an unintentional discharge.
Once the window was broken, the sergeant attempted to reach through the hole in the glass to unlock the door from the inside. To do this, he transitioned his firearm from his dominant right hand to his non-dominant left hand. When the sergeant transitioned his firearm to his non-dominant hand, he began to use his dominant hand to gain entry through the window, which is when the unintentional discharge occurred.
After cops entered Hamilton Hall, now renamed Hind Hall after a 6-year-old Palestinian girl who was killed by Israeli bombing in Gaza, they found students peacefully linking arms. More than 100 were arrested. And the next day, Mayor Eric Adams held a news conference with no mention of shots fired. Today, an NYPD official was asked why the mayor said nothing.
It's a joint decision, and it's one in which it's been like that for many years here. I don't recall many requests other than the newsworthiness of it is not the only thing that the police department has to think about. All right, this is an accidental discharge. This is the first time I'm being asked about an accidental discharge probably in years.
A joint decision refers to the mayor's office. And a retired United States Army colonel and former State Department official, Anne Wright, is in New York City after returning from Istanbul, where she's organizing a flotilla of aid ships heading to Gaza. She said the cop should have known better.
You know, and here you have a seasoned special operations police officer who probably gets more practice time with weapons than anybody else on the police force, and that idiot pulls out his weapon, fires it accidentally, supposedly. That definitely needs a lot of investigation.
The case has been referred to the Manhattan DA for an investigation. Wright said in Turkey, students were inspired by actions on U.S. campuses, but surprised by the police tactics.
It has caused quite a stir in Turkey, you know, watching all of the things all over the United States, the brutality, tragic brutality that the police have used to close down those camps. The Turks, they've seen brutality before, and they didn't really expect to see it quite like that in the United States.
Wright was in Turkey to organize the Freedom Flotilla, an attempt to get aid to starving Palestinians in Gaza. Israel had pressured officials to withdraw the Guinea-Bissau flag. A flag is necessary for a sea voyage, delaying the flotilla for weeks.
Well over 150 people were already gathered in Istanbul. We told them that we didn't really know how long this was going to take, several weeks probably, and that if they could not afford to stay in Istanbul, then they might want to go home and then return.
She says participants in the flotilla know its dangers.
With the Israelis killing everything in sight, it is a very, very dangerous mission. We are so proud of the hundreds of people who have volunteered to go on this because they're tired of just beating their heads against the wall of trying to get governments to recognize what's going on and do something about it.
Paul D'Arienzo, New York.